Okay, people, it's hotel motel time now. Let's go.
I'm trapped.
Well, show's over, gear's loaded, merch money's been collected. It's time to gather the troops, do a head count, and get on the bus, Gus. 12 hours of road to the next gig, a few adult beverages, some slamming tunes, and endless road stories. Musicians love telling stories. Stories of sessions gone rogue, stories overheard in bars, stories of sketchy characters trying to close a shady deal. Outrageous stories, where someone narrowly escapes arrest, bankruptcy, divorce, or horrible pitch. Some of these stories are even true. You know the cut line for Vegas, right? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas? Well, long before that line was co-opted as the civic motto of Sin City, it used to be, what happens on the road stays on the road. My name's Matt Zimbel. Welcome to Road Stories, where what happens on the road goes on the radio. Tonight, the backstory is the jazz police are in the house. as Toronto's Peter Boyd with Southbound. Now, Peter gives us new music every 20 years or so, but damn, it's worth the wait. Now, I was hanging out with some bluegrass musicians this week. Now, I know that's something you probably don't hear much of on Jazz FM, but technically, they were more like newgrass musicians. Nothing hillbilly about them. They were innovators with mandolins and banjos, pushing the traditional strictures of bluegrass. They told me that at a festival in the bluegrass community, the audience is all seated on portable chairs out in a field. The moment the band dives into a tune that's just a little outside the traditional canon of bluegrass, about four bars in, the audience jumps up and starts to snap their chairs shut and move to another stage in utter disgust.
Dang, Festus, that ain't no bluegrass!
The musicians call those folks chair snappers. I guess it would be like the festival equivalent of zapping with your remote control when you're watching TV. I'm telling you this because tonight we're going to move around a lot musically. The Jazz Police are not giving tickets, and I don't want any chair snapping. You hear? Here's some rock salsa from Bobby Rice Latin Big Band, featuring Bobby on trumpet, Phil Dwyer on sax. The tune's called Transition. We'll be right back. Scott Marshall and the Jazz Tiss League with a killer tune from their brand new record, Dream Logic Project. The track was called Super Slow-Mo. Now, Scott wrote this after watching a hockey game because the broadcaster was exceptionally proud of a new digital gadget they got that was capable of super slow-mo. Super slow-mo. Sports broadcasters kill me because they have this incredible ability to slow down time on a show. I mean, think about it for a second. The 100-meter race, it takes about 10 seconds. But the special for the 10-second race takes 2 hours. That's like doing a whole music special that features one 10-second drum fill.
Standing on a corner, spending my time, not of a job, not earning a dime. Lady steps up, says, I suppose you're a stylish young man by the looks of your clothes. She said, trust me and take a little tip. This building's been sold to Johnny Depp. Who? Take the bow, relocate. The Google men are coming downtown, so don't be late. See, this is my apartment. Just a hole in the wall. Got to sleep in the kitchen with your feet in the hall. No hot water, no windows and doors. You gotta make it past all the real estate agents, junkies and hoes. City. Ain't no coffee shops around. I heard them Google men drink so much coffee, I declare, I think they might drown. Gentrification is here. Oh, one thing I know, you can't stand pat.
I declare you got to step it up and go.
I'm I'm not one to rage against the scene. A nicer girl there surely never been. But you take the grand prize, an egotistic acrobatic master of conceit. Too much for me.
This is Road Stories on Jazz FM. I'm Matt Zembel. We just heard from Sarah Sleen with a track I love called Society Song. Sarah has this kind of rock cabaret side to her that she reveals very sparingly. But when she does, look out. The playing kicks. The tongue is sharp. The groove is deep. And before Sarah, we heard Ry Cooter from his new record, The Prodigal Son, with a tune about his neighborhood in New York currently undergoing some unwelcomed gentrification. Earlier in the show, I was talking about radical bluegrass purists. Now, this will come as no surprise, but jazz has purists too. Jazz musicians refer to them as the jazz police. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the exclamation, "That's not jazz!" The jazz police have a dedicated patrol, like a beat. Basically, anything that does not fit into their definition of what jazz was in the era they most liked jazz. That's what they write the tickets for. Well, think about it for a second. When Django and Dizzy and Art and Ella and Charlie and Miles first did what they did, it did not conform. It stretched the ears. It went places that others had not yet gone. Here's the American pianist Justin Coughlin with some country jazz called Country Fried from his new fall release, Coming Home. Thank you. One of the things that we entertain ourselves with on long bus rides are illicitly recorded tapes, usually of a band leader screaming profanities at his or her band after what was considered to be a shabby performance. Now, as much as I try and be inclusive on the show and bring you guys into the back lounge of our world on the tour bus, unfortunately, these illicit tapes are so laced with profanity that if I ever rolled one, I would get a police escort to the CRTC in Ottawa. And it wouldn't be the jazz police, let me tell you. Two of the famous illicit recordings are Paul Anka ripping into his band because of some kind of wardrobe malfunction. I think someone wore a wrong colored shirt or something. And the other classic is drummer Buddy Rich tearing his band a new one on the bus after a show that he was not particularly fond of. Highly entertaining tapes in a kind of an alpha male goes berserk kind of way. And you can easily find them on the internob. Just go Buddy Rich yells at band and you'll find it. When Buddy wasn't chewing out his band, he was a great entertainer and obviously a great drummer. But he had opinions and he was never afraid to share them. Check out this 1971 TV interview where he reveals his true feelings for country music.
We try very hard to do things like the moon landing and our new cars and fashions and everything, all a step forward. And country music is a giant step backwards. It's so simple that anybody can sing it, anybody can do it, anybody can play it on one string. Right on. Our creators in jazz, the only art form that this country really has produced, and people like Art Tatum and Lester Young and Charlie Parker, some of the great giants of jazz, Miles Davis, Dizzy Gillespie, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, these people are giving something in music, they're giving of themselves. And yet they have Hall of Fame for a baseball player or a trophy for a football player who gets smashed. And that's what music is all about. It's creativity, you know. And I don't think you have to create too much, man, to be a hillbilly. I don't, you know, anybody can go and say, wham, wham.
Ouch. Whoa.
Here's Buddy and Gene Krupa in a drum battle recorded in 1952 in New York City at Carnegie Hall. But it actually sounds like it was recorded in a boxing ring.
Hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy. Who needs it? Hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy.
We'll be right back.
A Tree Thing from Christine Jensen, featuring Fraser Hollins on bass, Greg Ritchie on drums, Christine on saxophone, and Dave Restivo on piano with a pretty remarkable piano solo. I have a lot of respect for Christine. She's courageous as a writer, as a player, and a band leader. She's always taking on huge projects, large format bands, complicated, challenging, lushly orchestrated arrangements of original music, and she always delivers. Her sister, trumpeter Ingrid Jensen, often plays with her in their pretty formidable sister duo. This CD was recorded in 2005 at Radio Canada in Montreal. Now, you guys know that Montreal has the biggest jazz festival in the world. But unlike you lucky people in Toronto, we don't have a jazz station. Oh, we did, for about 15 minutes. And it was very cool for a while. But then mismanagement didn't realize that it takes years to build an audience, not weeks. So they switched to talk, then they switched to sports, then they switched to oldies, then they switched to a brand new format, religion, sports, talk, fishing. It was a constantly changing hot mess with a transmitter. So without a jazz station in town, I listened to CBC Radio 1. They used to play the occasional jazz tune, but not anymore. The other day, I got into the car at 3:05, put CBC on, and WTF, there was a Bill Evans tune on at 3:05. Bill, where did you come from? You never hear jazz on CBC anymore. And then the announcer came on. Please stand by. We are having technical difficulties and will return to regularly scheduled programming shortly. Oh, I'm thinking CBC has pioneered a new genre of jazz, emergency jazz. And just like jazz, emergency jazz has subgenres. Be off the air bop, standby smooth, and of course, no signal swing. That would be like us having technical difficulties and putting on a piece of Aerosmith. But CBC, come on, live a little. You don't need to lose master control to spin the odd jazz track.
Thank you.
Oregon with Fortune Cookie. Well, it's time to unload the bus and get set up for the gig. Thanks for coming with us. Road Stories returns next Saturday at 7 p.m. on Jazz FM. Drop me a line at matt@jazz.fm. Thank you, Chris Leon, in our control room. I'm Matt Zimbel. Have a great week. And three notes into this, you'll know who and what it is. Bye, music. Bye.